At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And on this 25th day of October 2024, and tonight we have our producer is none other than the mighty Seth. Hey, Seth.
Good evening.
Good evening. Here, live in the studio, we have... Go ahead, cackle. Go on.
Oh, goodness.
Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And we also have Aaron.
Hello, Pastor.
That's it. And way out left in Texas. Way out in Texas. He's the co-founder of Cops for Christ International. He's an author, a pro-life activist, a man of great stature and legendary, none other than John McTernan.
Well, thank you for the compliments, Pastor Ernie, and God bless you and all our listeners. May we have a wonderful, wonderful show tonight.
Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight, so we're going to get into it right off the bat. We have a prayer request. We have one of the men from Doers of the Word Baptist Church, one of our activists, Jim McNeil. He is in the hospital, and he has been in some horrible pain because he blew his hip out. And so with that, he has asked for some prayer. And so I'm going to take it to the Lord and ask the folks out there to join in with us as we pray for him, because he was really hurting today. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Brother Jim up and ask, Lord, that you would, again, come to this, give him a clear mind, Lord. I know that he had to take a lot of medication because of the pain. And, Lord, I pray, too, also, Father God, that you would just take away and that pain and give him a pain-free body, and that he might receive a quick healing, Lord, because right now we need him back to work out there. He is one of our Christian soldiers, so we all need to run to this battle. I mean, we all need to run to this battle. This that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
John, I also wanted to pray because tonight, what has been happening, as you know, here in Ohio, we've got another issue one, and we're going to be talking about the last issue one. You might remember we warned people and warned the people and warned the people. No place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid, and it seems like so many in the church think it does. And again, I want to start tonight by reading Hosea chapter 4 and in verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." He goes on to say, in verse 12, "My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom." And he, by the way, he's speaking to the men here. And your spouses, actually, that's an interesting thing, because that word actually means is used to say brides. But anyhow, your spouses, meaning their wives, shall commit whoredom. And your spouses shall commit adultery. "I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots before the people. That doth not understand shall fall." Aaron, you have that piece there about issue one, the one that they passed the last time. Well, we try to warn people. And the reason we're talking about this is just yesterday, a judge here in Ohio has come out and said they amended the Constitution. So this judge has said we're going to strike down the six-week law. In other words, here, what did I just read? Because they have gone a-whoring from under God. It's somehow there's a mindset. Now listen to this, because we've warned people, and we've warned people. We try to tell them, if they had just picked up the ballot and read the ballot, what it said about issue one, if they had only just did that, but they didn't, John. What they did is they listened to these ads they run on television, most of them from people from out of state, and they're doing the same thing in Florida right now. But at least in Florida, they got a governor that's on top of this. And the governor is going after and telling the people, you better listen to what and read the ballot. Had they read the ballot, they would have said how this amendment to the Constitution would strike down all of the laws that we spent 50 years passing pro-life legislation to try to limit the baby killing, the child sacrifice. And this is what they're talking about here. They sacrifice upon the tops of mountains. Here they sacrifice inside abortion mills. They're killing the children. And we warn people and we warn people and we warn people, listen, don't, you know, but they didn't even read what was written on the ballot. But do you have that article, Aaron, to go ahead and read?
Yes, this is Ohio Capital Journal, Ohio's six-week abortion ban overturned by Hamilton County judge. The Ohio Attorney General's office says state has 30 days to determine next steps. The law will remain struck down unless Attorney General Dave Yost appeals the decision. A Hamilton County judge has permanently overturned Ohio's six-week abortion ban that has been tied up in court since its inception in 2019, but was put into effect for several months after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Hamilton County Judge Jenkins had already temporarily stopped enforcement of the law when the case entered his courtroom in the fall of 2022, several months after the Dobbs decision overturning national abortion rights established in Roe v. Wade. Thursday's decision means the law is struck down unless the Ohio Attorney General decides to appeal the decision. And that's where we need all you listeners that live in Ohio to encourage Attorney General Dave Yost to pursue all paths to restoring protection to the unborn and to contact your state representatives and state senators.
Now, here's my advice to Judge Jenkins. You know, again, I just read to you where he said that I will reject thee that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. Thou hast forgotten the law of God. By the way, when he's referring to it today, we as born-again believers are to be a nation of priests, a holy priesthood, okay, living stones. But Judge Jenkins, my advice to you is to repent of what you did. You see, you think it's admirable to say, well, that's in the Constitution, and I'm going to do my job. There was a fellow named Peter. You know what Peter said? Peter says, we must obey God rather than man. Do you know where he got that from? He got that from God. Now, here's what God has said about you people, and I'm going to keep saying it. I know people are saying, well, that Pastor Sanders, I mean, come on, he really believes all this stuff, right? He believes that Bible. He really does believe it. Okay?
Amen.
I mean, and you read in there, Aaron, how many so-called Christians, professing Christians, actually voted for issue one out of ignorance and out of stupidity.
30% of Ohioans who believe life begins at conception still voted to pass issue one.
Now, I personally have spoken to some people, one woman in particular, and I told her what that would do, and she argued because she saw the commercials on television. Today, she said, wish she had listened. Because what that has done, you know, while we had the heartbeat bill as law, in that short period of time, a great number of babies were saved. But now, many thousands were saved in that short period of time. But people didn't listen. They just didn't listen. Again, no place in the Beatitudes is to say, blessed are the stupid.
In 2022, an unborn child was killed via abortion every 28 minutes in Ohio.
There you go, folks. So, you know, when we tried to tell you time and time again, and again, here he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. Now, knowledge comes from the Word of God. Knowledge comes from the Word of God. I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. See, so you people that went out there and you voted for issue one, you want to know why we have over 100, we have a half a million children missing in the United States. Do you want to know why that is? Because you people have forgotten your God. You see, he did exactly what he said he would do. And that's what's happening. And so I'm going to pray a prayer to God right now. And because I tell you what, I'm ashamed of these people. I'm ashamed of every one of those so-called Christians that voted yes on issue one. I'm totally ashamed of them. In fact, I tell you what, if they were in our church, they would have to come before the church and repent of that, or we would disfellowship with them. You see, we here in this ministry actually for real do believe the Word of God. You know, we're completely all in. We're all in because today you have so much symbolism over substance. The churches out there, so-called, they're much more concerned about building projects and so forth than they are about maybe traveling and going on missions than they are about standing for the Word of God, standing fast and boldly.
Pastor, last year, half of self-identifying evangelicals and Catholics voted yes to enshrine abortion in the Ohio Constitution.
I'm ashamed of every single one of them.
Yes.
And so, I'm going to turn over now, John, to Leviticus chapter 20. And John, would you turn to Leviticus chapter 20?
Yeah, hang on here. Let me get it.
Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Ernie.
And would you read verses 1 through 5?
All right, Leviticus 20, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, hang on here, Pastor Ernie, let me get better so I can see it. Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, for the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and I will cut him off from among his people, because he has given his seed to Moloch to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do anyways hide their eyes from the man that giveth his seed unto Moloch and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off and all that go whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people.
Well, you see, what's happening today is people really don't take God seriously. They don't take God seriously, okay? And so, again, I just want to pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, these people, I want to apologize, Lord. I want to apologize for these people, for all of those out there, Lord God, that somehow, Father God, that again, due to lack of knowledge, Lord, what a way to disrespect you when they do things and they go out and they take part, whether it's physically or just by supporting the child killing. You said, Lord, you just told us right here in your word that even if you knew that they were killing these children and you didn't do all that you could to stop it, that they too, you would cut them off. But God, in your word, you tell us that those people that killed their children, those wicked, wicked people, they deserve to die, and unrepentant deserve to burn in hell. But those people today out there, Lord, so many of them, they really don't believe you. They don't believe you. Well, they'll say they do, but you can, with their mouth, but with their feet, with their actions, they say just the opposite. So, Lord God, my prayer, too, is how do you do this? They've gone and they've given the enemy. They've made it. You had a whore judge decided that what the people voted on is more important, Father God, than what you have to say. And so, Father God, my prayer is that you would raise up pastors, Lord, I thank you for the pastors that have the intestinal fortitude, those that have the honor and the integrity, those that actually believe you, Lord, those that are bold and stand and boldly preach out, those that are there to are more concerned about obeying you and much more concerned about offending you than they are the world. I thank you for those pastors, the bold, but Lord, I would pray that you would raise up many more because the vast majority of them are so short of integrity, of honor, of courage. No boldness out there. They're Christian light, which is pathetic. So raise us up, bold and righteous men, Father God, again. Give us one more time a black robe regiment for real. Give us people that are all in for you, for real. This is what we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
So, John, right there, he tells you that not only are they required, these people that kill the children, to be put to death, but people that know about it and do nothing to stop it should be put to death, too. And so, but again,
abortion is very serious.
Huh?
Abortion is very serious.
It's murder.
Yes.
God has proclaimed it to be murder. These people out there today think that, and these young women going to whoring. They are going to whoring. And we're going to change this to worshiping Moloch, to Kamoloch. Because that woman is wicked to the bone. She is unclean. God's word in the Bible says she's unclean. She's wicked to the bone. And her number one issue is killing babies. There is no God says there's no constitutional right. Judge Jenkins, you lied when you said there's a constitutional right. God has overruled that. And you need to repent of that. The Bible says God hates those whose hands shed innocent blood. And let me tell you, when you make rulings like that, you're blood guilty. You are blood guilty. So, anyhow.
Do you notice how the hard left there, the wicked, the woke and all of them, you notice they don't have to beg their supporters to go out and vote and to give money and all that. I mean, they're like lockstep in it. Their politicians very seldom don't vote the agenda. Very seldom. But with us, it's always a struggle. It's a big struggle, Pastor Ernie. The wicked are like lockstep in it. And God's people are like scattered about.
Yeah, again, you know, you're wondering. You know, I'm wondering, there are a lot of people have a profession of faith, but not a possession of salvation. You know, the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, many will enter, but few will enter. I think the churches are filled, you know, the pews are filled with, you know, entertainments. They become entertainment centers, and they're not for real. I mean, they're not sold out to the Lord. Let me ask you this. Jesus said that we need to put him first, second, third, or fourth. What did he say? He has to be what?
First.
First. Before father, mother, brother, sister, before yourself, right? They're not. It's you've got such, it's we're living in a time, and again, well, God has literally spelled it out for us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're living there right now. We're there, and the so-called church is lukewarm at best out there today. And there's just a small percentage of fundamental Bible-believing Christians out there that are all in, that are all sold out for the Lord. They're sold, you know, completely to the Lord, but they're very small out there today. And the pastors need to really preach hard. They need to preach heaven sweet and hell hot. They really do. There's been a tremendous dearth. They're more afraid or more concerned about offending the offering plate than they are God. And that's just the way it is. And you hear these pastors say, well, if I kept preaching on that, I wouldn't have anybody in the church, right? Well, maybe if you preached in...
What church do you have? I mean, you don't have a church right now. You know, when someone says that, you don't have a church. If you preach the truth and preach it hard, you won't have a church. Well, I got news for you. You don't have a church now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've often mentioned how one day we were having lunch. And actually, it wasn't lunch, it was breakfast. And it was a late breakfast. And I was sitting there, and there was a Presbyterian preacher there who had come to our pastor's prayer breakfast. And he was saying, you know, I agree with what you said. You preach a good, strong message against abortion. And I agree with every word of it. You're right on. But you have to understand, I could never preach that in my church. I've had too many women in that church that have had abortions. I would offend so many women, I wouldn't have any. And I asked him, and I said, dummy, do you think maybe if you'd been preaching about that, against that horrible sin, you wouldn't have so many women in there that have committed that horrible sin? And he looked at me, and he had this strange look on his face like a light just went on. And he says, you have a point there. You have a point there. And hopefully that made the difference, that he went back and started. But you see, that's the problem. Too many of these prissy preachers out there. Listen, you're not going to be popular by preaching a hard message like the Lord Jesus preached, or like Paul, or like Peter. You're not going to be popular. You're not supposed to be popular, right? God says give him the glory, right? It belongs to him anyhow, don't it, John?
Amen, Pastor Ernie.
But I would rather be right than popular, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we want to be over the truth. We want to stand on the truth and not merely popularity, Pastor.
Amen. I'm going to get some truth here in a minute. And folks, I said I have to say this. There's another issue one. Don't make the same mistake. Don't do it again. You vote no against this issue one. And do this. On your ballot, it tells you. You read the ballot and what it says. Forget about the stupid commercials on television. Read the ballot. Now, speaking of that, just the other day, Bill Clinton was out, and he was saying, we need these illegal aliens. We need all of these illegal aliens that Kamala is bringing in because we're not keeping up with the birth rate. And they bring in a lot, and they do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. Now, listen to what Bill Clinton says, John, in 1995. Take her away, Seth.
Not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. They hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan.
Well, I'll be damned.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
How dare you?
A nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
Oh, yeah!
Here's a life.
All right, there you go. Kind of did a 180, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did, Pastor Ernie.
Is, you know, now Camelot, she's doing 180s. I don't know where she's coming from. I got a feeling that she does a 180 in some of her speeches. And she starts out saying one thing and reverses it by the end. What do you think?
Pastor Ernie, her mind is totally confused. She's a very confused woman, and it's showing. As she gets out in the public, she's forced to speak. This confusion in her, I hate to say the word, but is she mildly, mentally, what's the word, Pastor Ernie? Disabled or something?
Retarded?
Yeah, I guess, mildly. I've never seen a politician like her. I mean, some of them try and, lie, and they do it slick and all that. But with her, I don't think she knows what she's doing, to tell you the truth.
I got some facts that about Kamala Harris. While she was an attorney general for 6 years in California, she attacked pro-lifer David Daley for exposing Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts. She demanded that California pregnancy centers promote abortion. She targeted businesses with moral objections to abortifacients. She refused to defend laws upholding biblical marriage between one man and one woman. She fought to overturn abortion standards for women. As a senator, she was the most liberal senator, and she voted twice in favor of legal infanticide. She vowed to force taxpayers to fund abortion. She applied a religious test to judicial and Supreme Court nominees. She sponsored the Equality Act to end religious freedom in America. She promoted legal prostitution. She supported the elimination of the Senate filibuster to pack the Supreme Court and abolish election integrity laws. She opposed homeschooling and popular school choice legislation. She earned 100% on Planned Parenthood's scorecard. She introduced the Do No Harm Act to gut religious liberty. She co-sponsored a bill that would block religious freedom for adoption providers. She campaigned on allowing trans-identifying men and women in the U.S. military, and she lobbied for girls' restrooms, locker rooms, showers, sports, and even women's prisons to be open to biological men. So there's Kamala's positions as senator and attorney general.
But now she said, no, you got that all wrong. She's not in favor of biological men and women's sports. She's even though that's what she supported. I mean, right now she's trying to walk everything she did back. And now she said, well, when she was asked flat out what policies of Joe Biden policies are there any of his policies that you would change? What kind of change would you make? And she said she couldn't think of anything in his policies that she would change. Now all of a sudden, she's very pro when it comes to restricting the border. But now, that's not what she's doing today. She voted open borders, open borders, open borders. Okay, you really can't do that while you're live on air. Anyhow,
well, I got a list of what she's done as vice president. Should I read a
yeah,
couple?
Yeah, go ahead.
She rewrote Title IX to force schools to use preferred pronouns, hide gender identities from parents, and elevate transgenderism above women's rights. She sued pro-life states to overturn protections for the unborn. She allowed neighborhood drugstores to dispense the abortion pill. She granted taxpayer-funded travel to active military seeking abortions. She forced taxpayers to cover abortions for veterans, reinstated overseas abortion funding. She advocated for gender-mutilating surgeries and hormones for minors while demanding taxpayers cover transgender procedures for veterans and military personnel. She prosecuted whistleblower Ethan Heim for exposing his Texas hospital's unlawful transgender procedures on children. She lobbied to expose students to pornographic books, and she funded Planned Parenthood through Title X dollars. So that's while she was vice president.
So
those are facts.
So now she's saying that Donald Trump is a fascist and people that support him are fascists. She's saying that, and now you have Hillary out. Now, John, Kamalik, Hillary, that Jamie Raskin, and Obama, they're all saying that President Donald Trump, and by the way, he's the legitimate president. He's still the legitimate president. That he is going to use the military against us. Now, John, what does Saul Alinsky, what does Karl Marx say when they have an accusation? What does he always say? What did they teach? Always accuse your opposition of doing
right, of what you are.
That's right.
Do.
Of doing what you're doing. So they're kind of just kind of out there telegramming this out to everybody that this is what they're going to do. They're going to try to turn. Now, who was it that just signed that about a month ago where the military says now that they, with cooperation with local law enforcement, will use deadly force if they have to enforce their laws. Now, who was behind that? It's a guy called Joe Obama Biden, right? And so here they're pushing. They're planning on. By the way, here's what they're all saying too. They're all saying, don't expect to know who won the election on the night of the election, because that's going to take a long time to count all of these votes. At least the earliest it would be on Saturday, but it might take much longer. You don't suppose they're planning on having things like electric grids go down on all of these things to try to justify not getting an accurate count or giving time to find out how many fraudulent ballots they need to print up like they did last time in 2020? What do you think, John?
Well, I think they're planning on doing everything they can, Pastor Ernie, to steal the election again. Our big defense in this is that it's not the same as last election, that it's going to be overwhelming. There's only going to be a couple states that aren't going to go for Trump, that the numbers are going to be huge. If that happens, I don't think they can steal it, Pastor Ernie. If it's close, like it was in 2020, they have a chance. But when it's huge, I don't think they can do it. That's my thought on it. We're much more on top of it than we were in 2020. So, and plus, I believe that the Lord wants Trump in office. Based on everything that's happened leading up to now, it's obvious that God's hand of protection is on him.
Well, it is, but I fully expect him to try to kill him again. Look, if you were Mary Garland, if you were Chris Wray, if you were Mariarcus, okay, and you had committed, like Hillary Clinton, the high treason. Look, remember when General Milley told the Chinese that if we were to go to war with them, he would warn them he would betray his president?
He actually did that, Pastor Ernie. The number one man, the chief of the, it's called the chief of staff.
Right.
He did that. He told the Chinese, don't worry, I'll let you know. We're going to go to war with you.
And so, yeah, he did. I mean, that's called treason, all right? But now, you got to give him some credit. At least he wanted to make sure that we had drag queens at our USO shows, right? And that
study white rage.
Yeah, and on the military bases where they had the daycare centers for the kids, they would have access to drag queens. And by the way, remember, he let them know if you were a trans, don't worry, as long as you were going through your trans treatment, transing from male to female or whatever, you wouldn't have to worry about any combat duty.
Right, Pastor. Right.
And so, Nelly now is complaining and he's crying, saying that he's afraid if Trump gets back in, he's going to be court-martialed.
He should be court-martialed.
Yes.
And so,
he also changed the code at West Point. The code of honor at West Point. And I forget what it was, but he changed it to equality, equity, and all of this. That he changed it from duty and honor and integrity. He changed it to the woke agenda.
I know. It's just unbelievable. And you saw recently they wanted to know who was leaking the information about Israel's war plans. And by the way, folks, tonight, Israel at 2 a.m. to their time tonight, just a little while ago, our time, Israel bombed Tehran. And so that's a major war going on right now. We're going to see what happens. And that happened tonight. So we got to pray for the peace of Israel. We really do. But it's just amazing, John. Now, and the person that was leaking secret information, classified, it was none other than on General Austin's staff.
Yeah, he's an Iranian, or she, it's a she.
Yeah.
Was an Iranian that had already been involved in some sort of espionage, and they didn't fire her or do anything about it.
No.
So this is like a setup. Pastor Ernie, this is a setup. This is like it was a setup for for President Trump to be shot at Butler by the Secret Service not doing their job and left the clear lane open to shoot Trump. Well, they left a known Iranian spy in there. And so I think they could use that person when they wanted to leak something. That would be the person to do it.
Yep, absolutely. And here, remember with Feinstein, you had a known Chinese spy on her staff for how many years?
20 years.
He was a known Chinese spy. They watched him, and then you had, and he was, well, I guess sometimes he would drive her someplace while he was doing his spy work, huh?
Yes.
And then,
what about that congressman from California?
Finfin, or what's his name?
Swalwell. Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, Fanfan.
Swalwell.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a... Didn't he chair, like, a major committee?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he had access to the committee. I don't know if he chaired it, but he had access to the committee. And she was... He was committing adultery with her or whatever it was. And she was a Chinese spy, and they didn't remove him from Congress or censor him or something. And there he was sitting in on these intelligence.
Well, I got news for you. Swalwell was a Chinese spy too. These people are all involved. They're all male communists.
Yeah.
They're all male communists. They're all, you know, we looked at that last night. We had Trevor Loudon with us here, and he wrote his new book called Stealth, and he really went into where it's called the Kamalek from her childhood, from the very time she was born up until he did a history, and she's always been a male communist. The Clintons are male communists, okay? You know, this Jamie Raskin, a male communist. These are all hardcore anti-God, anti-American, anti-Christian communists out there today. There's a quick announcement to make. Go ahead and announce that, Lisa.
Okay, the Geauga County Tea Party is holding a Trump Vance rally tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or when we leave. That's Saturday, October 26th at Chesterland Parkside Park. That's at the corner of 306 and Mayfield. We will be out on the sidewalk along the corner, so bring a flag, a sign, or just simply come and join us. Rallies are fun and create energy that will last throughout the election.
All right. Okay. And do you know who's going to be out there also? We said we would announce it tomorrow. Elsie and Carrie. So Elsie and Carrie. we're announcing that coast to coast that you're going to be out there at that Tea Party meeting tomorrow. There you go. So those are two wonderful ladies that are real ladies.
And yes.
Thank God for real ladies out there. Well, I'm going to tell you, because we have too many Hillarys and Kamaliks, don't we?
Yes.
Anyhow, now, Kamalik is losing ground. She's having people dump her. You've got an article there, Aaron.
About the Los Angeles Times?
Los Angeles Times. Her newspaper, I mean, her number one, is they're dumping her.
This is a Gateway Pundit article. Far left Los Angeles Times abandons Kamala Harris. California's biggest newspaper refuses to endorse their home state candidate despite backing Obama, Clinton, and Biden. Far left Los Angeles Times, California's largest newspaper, has turned its back on Kamala Harris, refusing to endorse her in the upcoming 2024 presidential election. This stunning break from tradition makes a sharp shift for the paper, which has consistently endorsed Democrat candidates, including Obama, Clinton, and Biden. This refusal to back their home state candidate speaks volumes about Harris's diminishing support, even within liberal strongholds. The LA Times published its endorsements for congressional and local elections, but conspicuously omitted any recommendation for the presidency, while the editorial board declared this election as the most consequential in a generation. Their silence on Harris and the presidency was deafening.
Okay, so now here, she, Kamala, is saying that she's a capitalist now.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yes, Pastor Ernie, yes. I saw that.
Look, either she thinks that the vast majority of Americans are really stupid. She might have something there. Or she is really stupid. Trump thinks that she's really stupid, okay? He said, you know, that she is the least qualified candidate that he's ever seen, okay? Here, not only, I believe, is it the Washington Post. Are they not also not going to endorse? They're endorsing Trump. Okay, that's right. They come out.
No, they're not endorsing anyone.
Are you sure?
I thought the last I saw, and the staff was furious that they wouldn't.
Bezos vetoed it.
They wouldn't endorse Kamala.
Oh, that's right. I got my stories mixed up. Yeah.
Yeah. The staff was furious. They wanted to endorse her, and the Bezos there, whatever his name is, wouldn't.
Okay. So now, right now, look. If you were Merrick Garland, if you were Chris Ray, or Mary Arcus, or Hillary, or Jack Smith, and you knew that, look, you committed treason. You have committed treason, and if we get a legitimate attorney general, and one that's actually not on the take, not a whore, Merrick Garland has sold the American people out. There's no honor, no integrity, no decency, no honesty in that man at all there, okay? We've seen him lie under oath time and time again. Now, what would you do? I mean, how, if you knew that Trump gets in, you're going to prison. What would you do?
I would do everything I could to prevent him from getting in, Pastor Ernie. So if he's elected, then they'll do on January 6th what they accuse us of wanting to do on January 26th when the election was actually stolen. And we wanted the politicians to stand up to it and expose it. So now they're going to do just the opposite, or they're even talking about it. They're talking about doing this openly. They won't recognize him as the president.
Jamie Raskins.
So they're saying, well, right now, because it would be up to Kamala, to be the one to certify.
Yeah, like Pence in 2020.
Yeah. And, of course, Pence wish he had that to do over again, doesn't he?
He probably would have did the same thing. Pence is no conservative.
He's a lost cause.
Yeah, he did say something one time that made some sense. He said, don't forget, there was somebody else who was elected, too. In other words, himself, that he would have been the vice president again. But he
should have sent it back to the states.
People were standing right there in front of him holding the evidence. His job was to look at the evidence, okay? It was very, very obvious. So now what would happen here if Kamala refuses to certify it? But on the other hand, we don't know if she's going to be vice president come January 6th because they're talking about inserting her, right? Just inserting her like they've done. Like they put her where she's at right now. She never got one vote, right? She never got one delegate vote, right? So they're talking about inserting her into the Oval Office using the 25th Amendment on old Joe and getting him out of there. But now everybody knows about it. So now it's not a secret anymore. So, I don't know what they're going to do.
Right, Anthony, but they can't. They have to do everything possible to try and stop them. Because if he puts a legitimate attorney general in there and he can get rid of this Ray guy, And it's not only him. I mean, you got a clean house, levels coming down. But if he gets if you get legitimate FBI and legitimate U.S. attorney, I mean, dozens and dozens of them are going to go to jail. Dozens of them.
Well, right now, Merrick Garland, and I've been announcing this, you know, for over the past month or more than that, over the last past couple of months, he's been hiring on new crooked lawyers. He's been hiring on a whole lot of new lawyers. And he is trying to say that these lawyers that are being hired now are permanent positions. They can't be fired. They're permanent positions. I don't know. I don't think you can possibly do that. That's not constitutional.
That's like our issue one here in Ohio. It's a board that is unaccountable by the Ohio voters.
And guess what? If they read what it says on the ballot, if they'll actually
read that. It says that.
Yeah. And it tells you that it takes away all of the authority of the people. The people have no say, no voice at all on what they do.
Right.
It tells you right in there, okay? But people don't read it. They're listening to the corrupt former judge that comes on television, and she stands there and she lies through her teeth. But people, again, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If they would read the ballot, read what's on the back of the ballot, and, you know, again, folks, no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid.
Right.
God doesn't want us to be stupid, right? Being stupid, you know.
Well, this propaganda should be illegal. I mean, they are literally saying it's the exact opposite of what it is, and they're advertising it. And that, you're right, people aren't paying attention and learning the facts.
And we've been trying to warn people and warn people. Now, we're going to be going to a break here in a minute. When we come back from the break, okay, Alex Jones and Naomi Wolf, they have a prospect into this. That they're telling you, you know, what they see. And it's the same thing that we've been seeing. You know, they're going to pull something. Believe me, they can't afford it. And I think that they're going to try to stall with the election. They don't have anybody to put in there. And here, even, you know, a handful of gamblers dumped millions on one presidential candidate, massively skewing. In other words, for World News Daily, big article about how they're in Las Vegas. They're saying as Trump says, too big to wig, that it's going to be a massive red. Of course, we've heard that before. That Trump is going to just cleaner clock all across the country. And so a lot of these people that don't. And by the way, more and more Democrats now are trying to remind people how they had voted with President Trump on this issue or that issue. They're abandoning her, too. All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to listen to what Alex Jones has to say. He's got an opinion. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go away. 4, 3, 2, 1.